In a bid to address a talent gap that is leaving jobs unfilled in a number of industries in Massachusetts, Governor Charlie Baker last year created the Workforce Skills Cabinet. It brought together for the first time state officials responsible for workforce development, economic growth, and education to plot how to bridge the gap between the skills and experiences of individuals and the needs of employers. The state was divided into seven regions, and a planning process produced reports that identified key industries in each region and strategies for meeting the employment demands. The Pioneer Valley region includes Hamden, Hampshire, and Franklin counties. As officials begin to implement the plans, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with David Cruz, president of the Regional Employment Board of Hamden County.
The blueprint is essentially, Paul, a demand and supply roadmap of how to carefully assess the business needs and requirements of business and industry here in the Pioneer Valley, and to develop an integrated, coordinated, and organized approach to respond to that by making certain that on the supply side that we put in place educational programs, training programs, that we align coursework that's being delivered at both the secondary, the community college, the four-year university level, to ensure that from an education and training perspective, that on the demand side, as we look out over the next 4 to 5 years, that the priority industries that we have identified in the blueprint and some additional other, what we call other critical industries, that we actually develop some pathways that will lead there. So one of the things that we're presently working on and we presented last Wednesday is that we've gone into our vocational technical high schools, the six we have in the Valley, in the Pioneer Valley. We've gone to our three community colleges. We've plotted out all the courses, both at the degree level, at the certificate level, at the non-credit level, and have kind of plotted them in a way so that we can look to see if, in fact, the pathway programs we're offering are, in fact, aligned with where these priority industries and these key occupations are going.
What are the priority industries that have been identified in the Pioneer Valley?
Healthcare and social assistance, educational services, and advanced manufacturing. Those are the three priority industries, and we've identified three additional, what we call other critical industries, professional, scientific, and technical, accommodation, and food services, trying to take into account the MGM presence. And one of the areas that we're looking at is the whole area of agriculture, you know, farm to table, the economy that in some cases emerging and is driving some of the stuff up in Franklin and, you know, the northern tier of Hampshire County.
What are the challenges in filling the demand for workers in those industries?
Well, I think that the thing we're trying to do is to be as targeted as we can, Paul, about what are the, you know, one thing is identifying the industries, and as you know from working this circuit, we didn't have to spend a year to identify those industries. You know, we pretty much knew coming in to some degree where that data was going to take us. But what we're really tasked to do is to break it down within those industries, the key occupations, the key jobs that we saw not only currently in demand, but that we saw in demand going out over 5 years, which is, you know, a bit of a challenge, particularly in healthcare, where there's jobs 5 years from now that don't exist right now, just given the nature of that. So we've really been focusing on the occupational areas and have spent quite a bit of time identifying those occupations. But those are the priority industries, at least in the Pioneer Valley, that we've identified.
Are you optimistic that with this labor market blueprint now that you're going to be able to address the skills gap in these industries? Because I know the skills gap is something that we've talked about, discussed for many, many, many years.
Yeah, the blueprint's not going to make the skills gap go away. I think what the blueprint is going to allow us to do is probably kind of laser focus in those particular occupations where we see, based on the data and based on our focus group work and just based on on who we have at the table, of making certain that the courses we're running and the resources we have are clearly focused in the right places. And I think the coordination between workforce, economic development, and the educational community, we're all sitting at the table with a common agenda, a common way forward. We think that's going to help. Are we going to be able to reduce all those supply gap ratios over 5 years? I don't believe we'll be able to do that. But I certainly think that we can begin to make some significant progress there. And having, again, as I said, these partners, we think is going to help us. But again, we're 6 months deep into the implementation work. And hope I feel the same way, 2 years from now. But I'm pretty optimistic. We're working really hard at this. We're committing a lot of sweat equity to it because we believe it's the first time in a long time where we have clearly a blueprint. And a blueprint is a plan of action. And that's the way we frame this. It's not just a plan that we're looking to, mail out and have sit on the shelf. It's a plan of action, and we've said to ourselves, look, we got to get after this work and do it. But I don't think, Paul, we'll be able, to completely resolve this issue. But I certainly think we can make and will make some significant headway, particularly in those three priority industries. I have absolutely no doubt about that.